Harry felt as though his stomach had sunk through the dusty carpet. He had not thought about the hearing once since dinner the previous evening. In the excitement of being back with the people he liked best, of hearing everything that was going on, it had completely flown his mind. At Sirius's words, however, the crushing sense of dread returned to him. He stared at Hermione and the Weasleys, all tucking into their sandwiches, and thought how he would feel if they went back to Hogwarts without him.
"Don't worry," Sirius said.
Harry looked up and realized that Sirius had been watching him.
"I'm sure they're going to clear you. There's definitely something in the International Statute of Secrecy about being allowed to use magic to save your own life."
"But if they do expel me," said Harry quietly, "can I come back here and live with you?" Sirius smiled sadly.
"We'll see.
I'd feel a lot better about the hearing if I knew I didn't have to go back to the Dursleys," Harry pressed him.
"They must be bad if you prefer this place," said Sirius gloomily.
"Hurry up, you two, or there won't be any food left,"
Mrs. Weasley called. Sirius heaved another great sigh, cast a dark look at the tapestry, and he and Harry went to join the others. Harry tried his best not to think about the hearing while they emptied the glass cabinets that afternoon. Fortunately for him, it was a job that required a lot of concentration, as many of the objects in there seemed very reluctant to leave their dusty shelves. Sirius sustained a bad bite from a silver snuffbox. Within seconds, his bitten hand had developed an unpleasant, crusty covering, like a tough brown glove.
"It's okay," he said,
examining the hand with interest before tapping it lightly with his wand and restoring its skin to normal.
"Must be wart cap powder in there."
He threw the box aside into the sack where they were depositing the debris from the cabinets. Harry saw George wrap his own hand carefully in a cloth moments later and sneak the box into his already doxy-filled pocket. They found an unpleasant-looking silver instrument, something like a many-legged pair of tweezers, which scuttled up Harry's arm like a spider when he picked it up and attempted to puncture his skin. Sirius seized it and smashed it with a heavy book entitled Nature's Nobility, A Wizarding Genealogy. There was a musical box that emitted a faintly sinister, tinkling tune when wound, and they all found themselves becoming curiously weak and sleepy until Ginny had the sense to slam the lid shut. Also a heavy locket that none of them could open, a number of ancient seals and, in a dusty box, an Order of Merlin First Class that had been awarded to Sirius's grandfather for services to the ministry.
"It means he gave them a load of gold," said Sirius contemptuously, throwing the medal into the rubbish sack.
Several times Creature sidled into the room and attempted to smuggle things away under his loincloth, muttering horrible curses every time they caught him at it. When Sirius wrested a large golden ring bearing the black crest from his grip, Creature actually burst into furious tears and left the room sobbing under his breath and calling Sirius names Harry had never heard before.
"It was my father's," said Sirius, throwing the ring into the sack. "Creature wasn't quite as devoted to him as to my mother, but I still caught him snogging a pair of my father's old trousers last week."